Prosecutors credit the United States Patriot Act for leading to yesterday's indictment of University of South Florida professor Sami Al-Aryan. Al-Aryan is alleged to be the leader of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad based in the United States. He had been under investigation for years, but prosecutors said they lacked the evidence to bring charges. Under the Patriot Act, it's now easier to use so-called FISA information in prosecutions. That's information gathered using electronic surveillance of suspected foreign agents. Stephen Salzberg, a law professor at the George Washington University, says FISA was originally intended for intelligence purposes.
Intelligence officials were often zealously protecting the information because of a concern that the prosecutors might want to use the information before the intelligence gathering officials were ready to have it revealed.
How did the Patriot Act change that?
Patriot Act and a decision of a court together made a major change. The Patriot Act said that FISA orders could be used to gather information for that had a substantial intelligence mission, so that it no longer had to be, as most courts had said, the predominant purpose of a FISA order to be intelligence gathering. It was sufficient that intelligence gathering was a part of it.
I assume civil libertarians would say that lowering the bar is unconstitutional, that it goes against the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches.
Well, that argument was made when FISA was first enacted, and it generally was rejected by federal courts. Federal courts have recognized that there has historically been a national security interest in dealing with foreign governments and agents of foreign governments, and the courts were not going to hamstring our government in ways that no government in the world was hamstrung. And so the constitutionality of FISA was largely, I think, established before the Patriot Act. Once the Patriot Act was enacted, I think there are civil libertarians who believe that by basically saying you can do law enforcement gathering along with intelligence gathering, that that's a watering down of the Fourth Amendment.
Do they have a point there?
There is a point. There is always a danger when you move away from the established constitutional standard. But I have had experience with FISA, and I always thought, in truth, I mean, it made no sense to say if you were doing legitimate intelligence gathering and you came upon evidence of a crime, that you should deny that evidence to the law enforcement people. I think that now the world that we have is probably a more realistic world, and it no longer requires judgments about predominant intent, what's in your mind.
In the case of Mr. Al-Aryan in Florida, the FBI had been very aggressively monitoring him for many, many years. The case was just brought now. Is it clear to what extent the Patriot Act helped prosecutors bring the case against him?
Two things are probably clear. The indictment is a very long indictment, and it's written in an interesting way. It's basically chronological. It traces the investigation of this defendant and others beginning in the early 1990s and runs through a lot of events that took place in 1994, a lot of events that took place in 1995. And then it also contains conversations that were overheard in 2001 and 2002 after the Patriot Act was enacted. What I think is very likely here is that some of the information, even though it may have been gathered earlier by intelligence officials, may not have been shared with law enforcement people because of this concern about breaching the wall. And once the Patriot Act was enacted, I think it was easier for law enforcement officials to persuade intelligence officials to share information. And so it's not unlikely that some of the earlier years' information that's set forth in the indictment may not have been shared until after the Patriot Act was enacted. It does appear also that the more recent interceptions probably were designed for both intelligence and law enforcement purposes and were probably shared immediately.
Professor Salzberg, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Stephen Salzberg is a professor of criminal procedure at George Washington University Law School.